Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And people, I feel like I'm just getting my bearings back under me, my sea legs going. It's going to be a fun Wednesday show. A Witch Witch Wednesday show, by the way. Steve Rummage in the building, Brian Hall in the booth.
It is a Witch Witch Wednesday.
Steve Rummage is not in the building, Brian Hall in the booth. Sorry about that.
I think I'm here.
Yeah,
am I here?
Yeah, just wanted to re-say that again.
The building means in the studio.
All right, well, hey, I'm here, so that's okay. Sorry, you threw me off. I was like, dang, is my stuff not connected? What's going on here? No, I am not there. It's a Witch Witch Wednesday. That makes me sad, but I will be back tomorrow. So,
you'll be back in studio tomorrow?
Absolutely. So I can't wait to get back in studio.
Just get back to the routine, get ready. You do realize, like, Duke is, you know, just about 2 days away. You know, we'll be getting ready for that one.
No, absolutely. That's what I say. Like, I'm ready to get back.
Are you ready to say it's a must win? All the pressure's on Mac. If you don't win this Duke game, we're going to riot.
No. No. Not at all. So, yeah, but anyways. And look, you remember how I told everybody, I was like, I'll have that, my microphone and stuff. Yeah, it's down in the truck. So. But regardless, I'm on the stream today, so that's good.
Brian Hall, almost got, let's say almost got, his lunch.
Almost had a dog fight.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
Oh, nothing too much. Marcus is referring to a story I was telling him here before we got on air. It was with my, dog walking expeditions this morning.
Brian Hall, Steve, he almost had to sacrifice his life to save the dogs. If you're looking for that level of commitment to your labs or your little special puppies, you should call Louisville Dog Walkers and Brian Hall.
That's right. That's right.
Tell them about, tell them about how you sacrificed your forearm in the mouth of the vicious, salivating German Shepherd, and you fought him off to save these two little labs that you are personally responsible for. Tell them about how the dogs chased you, and you picked them up, and you ran like two footballs, like JV and Hawkins through neighborhoods and jumped over fences, and all day, a foot up a dog's rear end, bang, bang.
Marcus had his coffee this morning.
Okay, you can tell the real story.
No, realistically, we had, I have two labs, and we were coming back, and there was this big German Shepherd right in the middle of the street, and he just looks at these two labs, and he starts barking, and both of my labs just kind of stop dead in their tracks.
Right.
I can tell they're tensed up, like, you know, the hair on the back starting to stand up, and I'm like, oh, no. And so I didn't know if they knew the dog or not, but the dog was clearly loose. Mm-hmm. Nobody was with the dog. And it was a German Shepherd, so I was kind of like, all right, let's just, you know.
Don't bury the sports element of the story. One dog reacted in a way that disappointed you.
Yeah, so it was the puppy. So the puppy, he's only about 6 to 8 months old, but he, when the German Shepherd started barking, the little lab started backpedaling.
Jalen, you can't backpedal.
So he backpedaled, and so I knew he was scared. So I was like, all right, we need to go down to the bottom of this hill. We're going to go through the grass, go down this hill, and go around to get around this German Shepherd. It's only a one-way street. And so We go down the hill, and the German Shepherd parallel walks with us where he is down the street, down the
hill.
So
he was stalking you.
Huh?
The German Shepherd was stalking you.
Oh, yeah, and he was just staring at us the whole time, and I'm pulling the labs because the labs don't want to move, and I'm like, come on, guys, we go this way, we're all right. And we go down, and he comes down the hill with us, and I was like, all right, well, let's go back up the hill. So we went back up the hill, and at this time, the German Shepherd stayed down at the bottom of the hill, and I was like, all right, and I'm trying to pull him along, move fast, go down the street, and both of the labs just take off sprinting towards the house. Once we got past this German Shepherd, and I was like, ah, they must have had an encounter with this German Shepherd. They know him or something.
Message is, first, don't back up. Second is, don't start playing hard when you're in safety and you know you can't win the game or you can't lose the game. And then all of a sudden you start leaving it all out on the floor.
Well, long story short, too, Louisville Dog Walkers got their two dogs home safe.
Mm.
And then when we were on the way back, we looked for the German Shepherd for about 2 or 3 minutes. I walked around the area where he was, couldn't find him. So I text the owner of the dogs that I walk, just said, you know, do you have somebody on your street who owns a German Shepherd? You might want to let them know that it's loose roaming in the neighborhood right now. And they did, and they knew exactly whose dog it was. So moral of the story, everybody's safe, and we're good.
Thanks to Louisville Dog Walkers. Brian Hall knows how to handle a pressure situation. Okay, so where do you want to go today? I know it may be a bit of an echo if we can all turn down our microphones and earphones just a little bit.
I don't think there's nothing going to be able to stop it. It's like I don't mean to say this mean to the people listening on YouTube, because we love you listening on YouTube, but for like the 700th time, I can't turn my iPad all the way down for some reason. That's where the echo's coming from.
So you're just going to have to deal with it a little. We got some sound snobs, don't we? We got some absolute sound snobs.
But we appreciate it.
Yeah, right.
They're just trying to help out.
I'm going to use the sound snob to make the transition, Steve. I'm going to ask a question. And we, like I said, we've been talking. The phone lines are open, absolutely. 8150-939 is the number, 3831-939. We are going to be all over the place today. This is one of those days, I can tell. It's more thoughts and ideas than actual topics. So, Steve, did you consume college basketball last night? Did you consume college basketball? Did you consume scores? How much did you consume? Because there's one real important game. I think you sent it to me. I think I'm going to have to be the one to bring it to everybody's attention to see how this narrative gets played out. Okay, Steve.
Yeah, I did. I watched the only ball that I really consumed was Duke. Duke-Pittsburgh. Even though I did flip over and catch the end, so I guess I did more. I caught the end of Seton Hall-Villanova.
Mm. What happened with that game, Steve?
So, there was Seton Hall. I think Villanova ended up winning by 2.
Hmm.
And Seton Hall, man, if the big man just catches that ball, he would score. Like they would have won. Or no, I'm sorry, Villanova won by 1 because Seton Hall had a great pass down the court. Dude went right through his hands. If he catches it, he scores, and they win. So
Seton Hall had Villanova on the ropes.
Yeah. So Seton Hall's a pretty good team. Pittsburgh beat Duke last night.
That sucks.
Yeah. So Pittsburgh right now, you know, Pittsburgh right now is like 8-2.
Hmm. Go figure.
Yeah. They're a pretty good team. I think that was all really that I took in last night.
Yeah. But no, you took in one other score.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was an SEC score, Steve.
Oh, Tennessee. Yeah, I did. Tennessee, Florida.
Tell people what happened, Steve.
Well, Tennessee played terrible. So I was watching the game. I was watching the first half there. And as I'm watching the first half, I follow a lot of the Tennessee guys down here, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm watching the first half, and they literally sounded like they were us. They were like, this is a terrible half of basketball. I don't know where this has come from. But you know, it's like, okay, but they're kind of at a crossroads now. Like, they're like, okay, we lost to Alabama. who's a really, you know what it felt like? It felt like they had their two losses in reverse of us. We took Miami, then Florida State. Mm-hmm. They took Alabama, then Florida. Now, theirs weren't back-to-back, but just how they were talking about the two losses, right?
Right.
Because Florida would be more Miami, just a terrible team that you're like, why are we getting beat so bad? And then Alabama, it's like, well, they look like they're a really good team, you know, now. So you just took an L there at Alabama. It is what it is. So, yeah, I mean, but I mean, they ended up losing by almost 30 last night.
Tennessee, number six in the country.
Number six in the country.
Almost lost by 30 points.
Almost lost by 30 last night to a Florida team that is crap. I mean, just terrible.
So what do you do with that? What do you do with that, Steve?
Well, it did help me go, you know, this does happen. I mean, you know, outside of maybe a team or two, you know, I mean, Michigan. Look, this time last week, everybody was going, oh, Michigan's clear cut.
They put Michigan in there with Gonzaga and Baylor.
Gonzaga, it's Baylor, and it's Michigan. And since then, Michigan's lost twice. You know, I mean, like right now in college basketball, Gonzaga and Baylor seem to be far and away better than everybody.
Right.
Like, it doesn't really seem close. But outside of them, I mean, like I said, you just watched the number six team in America get manhandled by a team that couldn't beat Kentucky. Literally, we saw it. I mean, so actually got busted by Kentucky. I mean, so anybody on planet Earth would have taken Virginia or would have taken Tennessee last night. You know, I mean,
I'm sure everybody actually did.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer. Actually, somebody, Tally on Twitter wrote me and said he was rooting for the Vols tonight. You know, he's like, so, you know, I guess I'm assuming he had a bet now. And, they took to the woodshed, man.
So,
of course, by the way, you want to hear something funny? Down here, my wife was in the middle. I don't want to get her in trouble, so I don't want to say too much here. But was in the middle of a procedure. Uh-huh. At work. And do you know what she said the conversation was?
Pruitt.
Jeremy Pruitt. and who they're getting next.
that's good. Yeah. That's a good little idea. That's a good little macro shot of what the sports world is like. Okay, the reason I even brought that up in particular is because that score of that game had an effect on the way I watched the second half of the Louisville basketball game, right?
Okay,
so yeah. A couple of things stand out, right? Okay, yesterday I was kind of touched on the idea of I like when bad games get put on tape. I like when bad effort gets shown on tape because it's like I know my coach got all the ammunition he needs right now, right? Mm-hmm. Big time ammunition. So I end up watching the Jalen Withers battle between he and Bosa, right? I get to watch a couple of plays Bosa made. I got to watch Bosa get confident based on what Jalen Withers was doing, right? And the response. But then, listen, I was so mad at him. The shoe coming off, all this good stuff. I was on level 10. You know, I'm mad at Sam. And then I just say, no, by the end of the game, Jalen Withers was playing a little angrier. And if he sees how he played angry and Sam made a couple of moves at the end of the game where he just did them as aggressive as all get out.
Yeah.
They got better, Steve.
No, I thought so,
they
too.
They got better.
I see, and that's what I thought, too. Watching the game live, I mean, getting my butt kicked, I'm watching it and I'm saying – I mean, Jalen got more aggressive. Sam made some plays down the stretch. I mean, I told you that rebound Sam had was probably the best rebound he's got in his whole time in Louisville.
The one where he ended up getting fouled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm still like, stay on your feet, son. Jalen, stay on your feet, son.
Well, yeah. I mean, they obviously there's more to work on, or they would have won. But it was. It's just. I mean, I feel like that watching them. I thought down the stretch, I thought, okay, they are getting better. They are. That's why I say I don't think that anybody who's watched this team realistically is feeling like, oh, there's something majorly wrong here. I mean, they have issues, yes, but as far as something being horrendously wrong, I mean, if the polls drive you crazy, then you're just going to be
you're going to be
drove crazy.
Yeah, right.
Because we went from 27 to 16 back to 26. So, I mean, like, we were two or three spots out all the way up to almost top 15. One, you know, you take one loss to Miami and you're all the way back out. So, I mean,
head and shoulders back out.
So are we, you know, that shows you right there that the pollsters don't even know what to think of Louisville.
There was a conversation that happened earlier on Drew Diener's show. I have to ask B Hall, Brian is supposed to be working on getting a little bit of sound. Did you happen to hear Eric Wood at all?
No.
Okay, Eric Wood was on here. I thought I was getting sound. We're not going to worry about that. Okay, so I was thinking about our team shooting in general, right? Eric Wood is on Drew Diener's show, and Drew asked him one of the best questions. He asked him, did you ever snap the ball and directly lead a quarterback to getting put out of a game? Right? What do you think Eric Wood answered in all his years of football?
No.
Not only did he answer no, it was the Coach Mac Patty Ice level awkward pause after he said no. It was like, no. Right? So that's how Eric Wood answered the phone. Okay, so then they start kind of talking about, you know, snapping the football to athletic guys versus shorter, tall guys and all that good stuff. He was talking about how Lamar Jackson was making magnificent catches on the snaps, you know, and stuff like that, right?
Right.
Then he was talking about, you know, just, you know, his history on dealing with, you know, snapping the football, right? So Eric Wood says something, and it was beautiful perspective because he says, man, I've had some times, man, or I don't know if he said he's had some times or he can see. I think he said him in situation. He said, man, you mess around and get a bad snap. And, you know, he's like, all of a sudden, you know, you're thinking about the snap. And he said, once you start thinking about the snap, you're in trouble because you got 10 other things to do. Think about that. A shotgun snap from a Pro Bowler, Eric Wood,
yeah,
is acknowledging to you that a simple snap, Steve, can get into your head so much that you start snapping the football all over the place. Like, so when people are watching, let's just say, look, I'll use this example. You're going to hate it. When you're watching Robbie Bell at center, right? And Robbie Bell gives you a couple of tough snaps and people sit there and yell, all you're doing is snapping the football. You do it 1,000 times a day. And it's like, Eric says, no. I gotta work on my, I got a reach block here. I got a technique block here. I got to worry about the protection here. I got to get the snap here on the count. I got to remember that, you know, like he has 10 other things going on and something as simple as snapping the football had him, you know what I'm saying, said you can start snapping it wrong and get on a train. Is that what's going on with our shooting?
That's not a bad point, actually. I mean, because when you start to think about it and you say, okay, well,
because Nickelberry can shoot the hell out of the ball. Quinn can shoot the basketball. DeAndre was just confident. He wasn't thinking about it. It was the right shot. He was shooting it.
Sam, yeah, he's just not a good shooter.
Sam has been working on his shooting all summer. We were glad to see Sam on his videos all summer or all quarantine, that he had actual good access to workout facilities. So we knew at the very least Sam was going to come back with a good stroke.
Yeah, and I thought he has. I mean, do you feel like he shot the ball better this year? I mean, because I do. I mean, so when kind of watching him, I think he's, I just don't know that.
No, it's okay, Brian. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what to expect out of the three-point line with this team. Like, you know, I mean, that maybe that's my question. I think I expected so little from behind the arc that, like, they haven't really upset me three-point shooting. If anything, maybe take less. I mean, you know, I mean, maybe that's the answer. I mean, maybe don't go 4 for 20-something or 3 for 20.
But is it just game-centric, or do they start thinking about it?
No, it could be game-centric. By the way, I turned my headphones down some, so maybe that maybe that helped a little
Steve,
bit.
Steve, I was too. Trying to tell you that 6 months ago.
No, you're good. Plumber Chuck called in and said Steve was echoing on YouTube, and that's the only one.
Okay. Yeah, because maybe that'll help then. Because
yeah, it was probably just a little too close. Look, and you know these radio stations are making us both go deaf. So we got our headphones all jacked. Wait a minute, are those the Beats you got on?
They're Elijah's Beats. Yeah, not mine. Down here I use them. So yeah, but anyways, I turned them down a little bit because I like my stuff cranked up loud. So probably because I probably need to go to a hearing specialist. But anyways.
Texas says there are shooters and makers.
Yeah, I mean, but Josh has shot the ball. I mean, you know, he shoots. I know the last couple games people have gotten frustrated with him a little bit because he's let them fly. I don't hate it as much.
And his defense has been so awesome that you get to shoot the ball.
Yeah,
you get to shoot the ball, Jack.
See, that's what I kind of think too. I mean, Quinn has knocked them down. I mean, at a pretty good clip, right? I mean, it's just, I don't think they're a great shooting.
You know
team.
What I think? I think they missed some big ones that were like momentum is on our side. Open up the gym. Like when we were on a run, it was Ryan and Jordan shooting those. And we're like, 3, you know, because we got it rolling. We didn't cut it to, you know, we cut a 15, you know, an 18-point game to a 7-point game.
Yeah.
And that ball goes to Josh Nickleberry, who's usually Ryan, you know what I'm saying? And you're like, we're back in this thing. And he misses it. And you're like, oh.
David missed one the other night that would have cut it to like 5 or 4. You know, and so I get it, you know, because, again, that was the one thing you loved. But last year's team, you have to keep it in perspective. Last year's team was probably the best 3-point shooting team we've had since 05. I mean, like, they were incredible at shooting the 3. So, yeah, they could, in a game like that, come down. Ryan maybe hits that shot, you know, different things. But this team, it's a different squad, you know. They play different. They do different things. I just, the 3-point line's not really what's worried me. If anything, maybe just take less of them.
I tell you what, let's get to the phone lines. Let's start it off right. Green Bay Denny, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
It's been a while, fellas. It's been a while, but I had to call in because I needed to let Steve know. Aaron Rodgers is going to win this Super Bowl this year. I know I'm going to get to the cards, but I just got to call my shot. The man is playing out of his mind. We are going to take it. And I also had to call and tell Steve I apologize for saying Mike McCarthy was the answer. And so I come bearing repentance. Steve,
he's terrible, man.
Yeah, he's pretty terrible. No wonder Aaron ran him out of town. I don't know. What to say? It's been an incredible year on that. But talking about the cards, I guess my frustration with this team is I kind of keep coming back to Mac. Like I've been listening to you guys, but what can he do? We talk about the school, you know, that kid, you know, to come in and he could be the difference maker. He at least has some fight in him and some dog in him. But I kind of keep coming back to Mike, like, what are you doing to shape this thing up? I think some of these kids, honestly, should be playing for Bellarmine and not U of L. I keep coming back to recruiting, and I want to kind of hear what your thoughts were on that. Am I just losing it, or am I just frustrated? And then second of all, with our awesome – you know, point guard transfer that's coming, basically, thank God we've got this kid, because what will we do without him? But my friends are off the deep end with this kid, saying he might be the best point guard since Milt Wagner and Peyton Siebe. Now, that's a little push for me. I just want to hear your thoughts. But, Steve, I came in, honestly, to say I'm sorry that you got McCarthy, And I'm hoping the Green Bay can pull this thing out. So I'll get off here and listen to you guys.
Let's appreciate the call. You want to take that one, Steve?
Well, they very well might. I am rooting for Tom Brady from this point on, so I'd like to see Tom get there. I think that would be fun. But, as far as that stuff goes, I will say this. I am putting, and I know he was nice and everything, but I am putting Green Bay Denny into the category with one other man.
I'm listening.
And that's Philly Carl. Because you let Nova make a run or the Eagles make a run, and it's going to be like, and I'm never shocked to see that name pop up on the screen. I'm like, oh,
you
and
actually, then like, listen, you actually only know something good happened for Philly or Villanova if Philly Carl shows up on the phone line.
Yes. Yeah, and I'm going to put Green Bay Denny in that category as well, because it's like, wait a minute, man. Like, we haven't heard from you in forever. And it's like, oh, well, now you're like, oh, well, now I want to talk cards. But regardless, man, I appreciate the apology, because McCarthy does suck.
Oh, okay, his take on Coach Mack and these guys belong to on Bellarmine.
That's crazy.
Listen. Green Bay Denny, which player can you put on Bellarmine who wouldn't be awesome? You don't think Aiden would be awesome at Bellarmine?
A comment like that makes me say, you're Andy Sweeney, you're a plant. Like, you're an Andy Sweeney plant.
You are a Trojan horse.
He made you call in because look him or Mitch. I'll throw it on Mitch, actually, because Mitch has been posing as a Louisville fan for the last year. So let me put it on Mitch then. Like, he made you call in to say something like that strictly for content.
I'm like, have you seen his?
I don't think they really do that, but just have you seen that, that's his, the only explanation.
I was almost gonna stop him and say, look at Coach Mack's recruiting class rankings. Like, look at his rankings. Look who he's bringing in. Like, okay, how many years can you say, oh, well, thank God we got the best player on the team, you know, or the one of the best players? Like, I'm amazed at how he's not allowed to take credit for anything on the court except for the screw-ups. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's not allowed to take credit for J.J. Trent. Well, J.J. He's only on there because you don't have Malik Williams. And you know what I'm saying? It's like his recruiting classes under your cloud, which people love to say beforehand is going to be impossible to recruit. And then he has a good class. And then he's rolling along at 9-2 or, you know, whatever he is, 9-3 at the time. And it's like, yeah, but okay, the whole team sucks. And they're not Florida State. Florida State has the most talented roster, you know, in the ACC for sure. One of the most talented rosters in the nation. And it's tough to deal. I watch.
And sometimes it don't even take that. It just takes being a bad matchup for your team. I mean, like, it's like I said, Leonard Hamilton beat him at Xavier, too, when he had better teams. Like, that one-seeded Xavier team was much better than that Florida State team, who was a 9-seed or an 8-seed. But it's a style.
That year in the ACC was rough, so there was a lot of like iron sharpens iron in that year.
Well, I mean, was it rough? Because Louisville had David Padgett coaching them.
With a roster.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Duke wasn't exactly monsters. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I mean, we beat Florida State that year, by the way. in Florida State.
That's
so
pretty funny.
Yeah, but I mean, that team, and then they turn around and they beat that Xavier team. Sometimes it's just a bad style, man.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be comfortable doing bad styles the whole time. Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I mean, it's not that I don't like it when people call in and have, like, crazy stuff to say, but, like, what makes me angry about that is, like, nobody had this energy when they were 9-1. Like, nobody had this energy when the only loss we had was a Wisconsin team that looks fantastic. Like, this is still the same Louisville team. Now, granted, I hated the fact that we lost to Miami. I really thought our two losses would come to Florida State and to Duke. But I think Duke is really bad. So, but hey, we'll see. Because the way the Cards are playing right now, it seems like we can't. It's crazy. Like, I don't understand how you can look at what all the work that they've done. Not the last two games have been bad, but if you look at all the work that they, I feel like people have just been pinning up. They haven't had a reason to complain because they're winning. So they've just been waiting.
Great point, Alex. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that, especially in media, because it's not fun. It's not fun to give props if you're just the media, because you're not like into the sport. You're into the sports story. I've always kind of said that a lot of times. You know, if you're not too sports centric.
Yeah, I really believe that because nobody was saying boo. Nobody had a problem. And then these two losses. Now, I haven't been able to listen every day because I had a loss in the family. But just listening today, trying to catch it while I got some downtime, that's just so annoying. Like, this is these kids could play for Bellarmine. Are you kidding me? Look at Bellarmine's roster.
Whoa, Alex Bellarmine is our guy. It's Coach D's our guy. Be careful with the Bellarmine slander. And they would probably beat Kentucky. Alex, but I'm coming up on break, so I got to move along. I do appreciate the call from Alex. I do understand. Like I said, Alex is right. There's a lot of pent up. I've been waiting to complain. And you're getting the Lamar Jackson effect. I never thought Coach Mack was going to be the guy anyway. And again, I've always said it. It's easier to double down on somebody failing than being a success, because most people fail in this job. You know, and if you move the bar of what failure is, not winning the national championship is going to be a failure. So
right.
Yeah. So people who didn't want Coach Mack from the beginning and had fun going, I don't know about this guy, and I don't even think he got it. And you had absolutely no idea about Coach Mack, but you knew it was going to be easy. Eventually, Coach Mack is going to have a losing season or something like that. Or eventually, Coach Mack is going to, you know, have a bad stretch, and you get to talk about that all year. Well, he won 9 in a row, but I'm telling you, when he plays Gonzaga, he's going to get wasted. I told you. Right? Yep. There it goes. I told you. So it's like, yeah, you can't really battle against that. Not that I think Green Bay Denny is 100% like that, but he can't be. Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on? I'm glad I could make you laugh on that comment on the YouTube channel. That's funny. this is what I don't get. And Marcus and Steve, I think you're going to agree with me on this. All right. I'm going to watch Louisville, say, Monday night at 7:30, and that's the only basketball game I'm going to watch. Mm-hmm. I watch all kind of basketball, all kind of NBA basketball. I'm just a basketball junkie. I watch a lot of teams play. I just don't watch just Louisville every week. So what drives me nuts is people calling in here saying, you know, we should be undefeated or we shouldn't have lost this game. Well, if you actually do your homework and watch other teams besides Louisville, you would see how good or bad other teams are. And that's what drives me nuts. You know, sit down and watch somebody else like Duke or Pittsburgh or Miami or a Big Ten team or Gonzaga or somebody like that and do your homework. You know, losses are going to happen. You know, it's better to be losing now than at the end of the season. Get to the tournament and take care of business. So I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a great day.
Appreciate the call, Plumber Chuck. Like I said, I want to debate without like overly criticizing. You know, like I said, I know there's some emotion, and when you look, there's nothing like looking like a roster's better than yours. That's a frustrating feeling. And like I said, we had a rival situation for quite some years where the roster's just like, oh God, you know.
Well, and it's two straight games against Florida State.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, don't forget that. I mean, last year, remember how that was what angered us so bad about that Florida State game? Because
we had a chance at winning the ACC.
Well, and it's. Do you remember the conversation right after that game was they beat us the way we used to beat people?
Yeah,
it looked like they wore us down and then just smoked us in the end. And then you come right off that, because you remember we had a double digit lead in the second half against them.
Yeah, 15.
And ended up losing that game by like 12, 13. So then you come into the very next time you play Florida State, and it feels like you got bullied around a little bit.
Like, I mean, it does. So it's like, okay, you've got to couple those together also to say, ugh.
I tell you what, Steve, this will probably be a good time. You want to address a message you got?
Yeah, I can start off real quick. We talk a lot of times on this show. We make comments about us being a family, and and we enjoy the listeners, and we enjoy the interaction we get on the YouTube.
Yeah, the day to day.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, on the phone lines and on the text line, and I mean, you start to feel like you kind of know people, you know. I mean, which you do, and hopefully we do the show in a way you feel the same way about us. But we received a message yesterday that one of our longtime listeners, Eric Franklin, actually he loved the show. He listened to us and he listened to Mark Ennis a lot. He really enjoyed it. He's a big time Louisville fan. I love talking wrestling with him, you know, and stuff, because he was a big wrestling fan as well. But we got a message that he passed away Saturday night. So, like I said, these are people, you know, when I never thought when I got into this, you know, that you would hear a caller or a texter, somebody you never really knew face to face, but you're like, dang, I knew him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and he was young. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's in his 20s, you know, it's just, has a girlfriend, you know, fiance or whatever. I'm not sure what their relationship was there completely, but I mean, you know, parents and friends and stuff. And then on top of that, during this time, they weren't able to really get together to honor him. So they were looking to do something. One of his buddies reached out and was looking to do something that honored him. So we would like to do that on this show, to just honor Eric Franklin, great Louisville fan and someone, you know, who we enjoyed interacting with, and wanted to take some time to kind of honor him on the show, considering that wasn't able to really be done, you know, with everything going on. And his family was able to do that with him and stuff. But, yeah, man, it's tough hearing news like that. But we like to send our condolences and extend a hand, you know, if anyone needs anything.
Well said. So we're going to hold out for a second. Then we're going to sign out for a commercial break.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I want guys to think about it. There's two questions I'm going to ask after we take this call, but there's never any telling where the call is going to take us. I want you to get this in the back of your mind. Steve, you have your favorite guys. You have your favorite players because they're good. You know, just you're the best and you're my favorite player, right? And then you have your players kind of off the grid at the University of Louisville that maybe other people don't like, or maybe just one of your little, like, secret of the secret people you just love. You know what I'm saying? The guy that nobody would even know. The last guy that somebody would guess. It could be a football player, basketball player, women's basketball player. It's just somebody that you just on the low, low, low. Like, even if you don't want to just talk about it and there's nobody to talk to about it, I want you to think of your player that really just your off-the-radar favorite player that would shock everybody. I want you to think about that, Brian. I want you to think about that, Steve. I want the texters to go crazy. 38-31-93-9. YouTubers, go crazy. Give me your favorite under the radar. Just your personal favorite. Like you would almost kind of just kind of fan out on the low if you were in a restaurant. You would just stare at them and just say, I really like that person right there. Think about that. I'm going to get to this phone line. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, Martin? What's up, Steve?
Feeling good?
What's up, man?
I just want people to understand something. I still love this team. I believe in this team. I know what this team can do. It's just when they don't do what they're supposed to do and show up great to play and focus on defense like they normally do and go out there and get bullied and look like punks, I'm going to point that out. That's what I do. Because I've been doing that for years, Mark. You know how I am.
Now, listen, so, Lawrence, I appreciate the call. Yes, Lawrence, we absolutely know that you are gonna call them out. You are gonna call it like it is. And I agree with you 100%, Lawrence. When you show me Jalen Withers dunk, that's a standard. That's the standard. So the layups and the lack of emotion on the other stuff, like Jalen. People who make money playing this basketball thing, they are the dunking Jalen guy. If you know, not the other guy, you know what I'm saying? You have to be the dunking on people in their face guy. But you see, yeah, the way Bosa boxed Jalen out with the high elbows out of bounds, I mean, the whiny version of Marcus would be sending that to the ACC and just say, look what y'all let them get away with Jalen right in front of the referee. But the Coach Mac part of me is, no, he's taking your food. That Bosa kid who has FBI wiretaps on him, the reason he got FBI wiretaps on him because he out here doing what he did to you to make this money. You know, he gets in transition. He takes the ball in transition to the basket, shoots it, dunks his own basketball, right? Jalen Withers has that level of talent. He can take the ball up the court, playing with some confidence, with some moxie, and you can be that guy, but you have to be angry, assertive Jalen Withers, but not reach to get a steal against MJ Walker and get a foul and get bullied to the basket. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are some of the differences with Jalen Withers. Are you muted over there, Steve? He may be muted. Okay.
You want my players?
No, can you hear Steve?
I can't hear Steve at all.
I can't hear Steve at all. Steve's absolutely.
We had him, right?
No, I'm looking at him right now. He's talking into the YouTube. He's completely muted. I don't know what's going on.
His mic's up on the board and everything.
Steve, nobody can hear you. Okay, so I'm going to go right to the text. Actually, give me yours. Give me your under the radar. Your under the radar.
Can we do like a football one and a basketball one?
Yeah.
I got a couple.
Yeah. I mean, it could be any sport, anything. It's one of your weird. Just I'm rooting for this person in silence, like nobody else.
Well, somebody that I was really big on coming out of high school, and I really enjoyed while they. I'm gonna go with football first. Mm-hmm. While they were at Louisville, but I honestly think that their career could have been better had we had a better offensive line, and that is Brandon Radcliffe. I was always a – because I remember watching his highlight video from high school, and he was like a pinball. And I just talked about, like, the power that he had. I was like, dude, I've never seen a running back just run over people like he did. And don't get me wrong, he had a nice career here, but he was here during a lot of those stretches where – we had Lamar.
See, I wanted to do current players.
Oh, you want current.
But yeah, I'm okay. Like, you get my point. That was a thing that you just listen. I know he might not be succeeding like y'all think he should or something, but I'm just pulling.
Let me think about that again if we're going current. But yeah, but that was my guy that I went with. And then if we were gonna go basketball, I'm a big Juan Palacios fan.
That's just your, that's your
opinion. I would be all about some Juan. And because, you know, he wasn't like, because like you said, my favorite player is DeJuan Wheaton. You all know that. And but if we're not talking about like the star player, like we're talking about some role player being a guy.
DeJuan never counts. He's officially banned. When you get retired stuff and you get honored, you're banned from being in our, oh, that's my favorite guy. Of course he's your favorite. It's DeJuan Wheaton. Like, no, he doesn't count. Hey, Lamar Jackson, my favorite. DeJuan Wheaton, my favorite.
And that's what I'm saying. You can't say DeJuan. Yeah. So you say a Juan Palacios. He's a solid player. He was never like the best player on the team, but I was a huge fan of him.
Think about your current person off the radar. I'm going to the text line a little bit. Otis George pops up right there. Hold on. Under the radar, Robbie Bell was one, Steve. Yes, Robbie Bell shows up.
I don't believe that.
Steven Van Treese. No, they're all over. See, you think I'm just lying in here?
Marcus, I don't believe that.
Listen, Otis George is always out there hustling. Lovie Jenkins is one that somebody's high on. Other sports, Yasir Abdullah is one, just under the radar. You guys ready to bang on that parlay? Oh, to put the parlay out there. Edgar Sosa's one. Edgar might be a little too good. Keep asking. Sam knows how to slide his feet.
What?
Listen, G Wiz.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, Daryl Cleveland, likely most points per minute. Gorgie's too good to be off the radar guy. Yeah, Gorgie's good.
Yeah, Gorgie's doing okay. Yeah, he won a national championship, all that good stuff.
Right? Like, yeah. Do you get crossed off the list for winning national championships? Hunter Cantwell, only because my buddy said he used to rollerblade to every class on campus. Now, see, that's what I was looking for. I was trying to do a current one.
We haven't had any current ones outside of G Wiz.
That means people were just dying to give their little personal favorites. Carlos Hurt, that's a good one. Yeah, like I said, I like this game. I really wanted to see if what he could do, you know, with Tobias Hopper, Preston Knowles, Jerry Smith.
I wish Brandon Bender would have worked out with Hurt.
Yeah, Roman Oben is a good one. Bender. Hold on. Steve. Jordan Watkins, he's from the city. Okay, Steve, have you had a chance to think about it a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. What are you looking for here? Are you looking for current or what?
You know what? Y'all kind of bullied me out of the current.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because there's only a couple choices there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – Davis, I don't like Davis.
Football-wise, I'm a big Monty Montgomery fan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, Josh Minkins, because mom is fine with exclamations. Good call.
is.
That is a complete legitimate text. Right,
and we know her, so don't don't get mad at us.
maybe it was hey man. Look, and she has a dude. Hey man, maybe disrespecting your girl today.
No,
said it's fine.
No, she's a great mama.
And she was a great call too. She was a great storyteller.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna call it. G Wiz, the disrespect is unreal. Marcus Maben. Yeah, you didn't think I was gonna make the cut, did you, Steve?
I didn't think you were under the radar. Apparently they think less of you than I do.
Eric Brown, that's a good one. Look, I was right on the line, Steve. Story of my life.
There you go. That's fair enough.
That's a good one.
Eric Brown, yeah, is a good one. That's, you know what this brings out? This brings out people really know their stuff. You know what I'm saying? They really know their personality.
Oh, you could come up with so many. Like, because Earl Clark's probably one of my favorite players to watch. But, I mean, he went lottery. He was a number one seed in the tournament. You know, went to two Elite Eights and went lottery.
I tell you what. You hold on to your under the radar.
Brad Giannini.
Listen, these are good football. J.R. Russell, Keith Abrams. Listen.
J.R. Russell's a good one. Right? That might have been mine. Yeah, that was close.
Really?
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and play us out, Brian. Yeah, like I said, this one, I'm impressed with people's knowledge of their under the radar guys that just personally, like, again, not the superstar guy, not the, hey, my favorite is Luke Hancock. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
He's your favorite player. Nobody said Russ Smith. Yes. Russ is your favorite player.
Reese.
Reese. What'd he go? 18, 19?
He was higher than that, didn't he?
No, he was a lottery. He was like 12 or 13.
Yeah. Okay.
Put some respect on that man's name, dude.
Yeah.
Dang.
My bad. Jeff McKinley. That's a good one. Jeff McKinley had game on a low. Coach, listen, Jeff McKinley is the Aiden.
But I do think we're getting into.
You heard me. You heard exactly what I said. Jeff McKinley is the Denny Crum version of Chris Max Aiden. 939 Deville.